We're reading from the book of Shamadi, article Reish Vav 206. The matter of faith and pleasure. A person should never ask about the matter of pleasure. What shall be the purpose of this pleasure? And if comes to his mind the tiniest question to ask about its purpose, it is a sign that it is not a true pleasure. Because the matter of pleasure fulfills all the vacant spaces. And anyway, there is no vacant space in mind to ask about its purpose. And if he asks about the purpose, this is a sign that the pleasure is not whole, that he has not, or it has not fulfilled all the pleasure. And it is the same with the matter of faith, that the faith needs to fulfill all places of knowledge. Therefore, you must depict how would it had been would there had been knowledge. To the same extent, it should be in faith. It's hard to add something here. You could say that a person is completely made out of matter in order to receive pleasure. And therefore, because the desire to enjoy, it is his substantial matter, he has no questions whether this matter, it receives the fulfillment it is worthy of, it should. Because the question comes from the deficit. And if he receives the fulfillment, then there is no deficit. There could be no question. But there could be only the pleasure. Therefore, we have to see these things as they are, simply how they work according to the forces. There is a deficit, a desire to fulfill oneself, a desire to be filled. If he's filled, it's impossible that he would have a different response besides the sensation that he is full, the sensation of pleasure. And he would never ask about it, because he thinks that he deserves it, because he feels that this is the only thing missing in his world, in his sensation. And this way, matter, it functions, and it's not called, it doesn't mean that it's alive or it responds in some way. It could be that this matter to receive, it goes through many actions, but all of these actions, we don't consider it as its own actions. It's only a response to what it has. More or less fulfillment. And therefore, whoever is within this matter and operates in order to fulfill it in a natural form, the way this matter was created and the way it is in his custody, then it doesn't mean that it's alive. Because it doesn't mean that he adds something beyond this matter, but only to attain the fulfillment. That this is the way that in the natural form all creatures work. How could it be that a creature would be independent, that he would rise above matter? How could he rise? Even if he lacks something in matter and he lacks motion, it's like a natural motion, like in a magnet, like in a living cell, like the force of gravity, that each one of these forces, they are in motion in order to attain the missing. These are the forces. Therefore, it is called the inanimate, the still. Therefore, how could we depict the motions of a man that are beyond the level of this still, of this dead? This is only under the condition if he shall do or make actions against the fulfillment, that he will not be given fulfillment in the matter, and he won't pursue that fulfillment, but he would want to be free of the absence or lack of fulfillment. Then one could say that here there would be a motion on behalf of the man, not a natural motion which the matter dictates, but that he would do something himself against his nature. Is this possible? This force which allows matter, the desire to receive, to make gestures, movements, not for the sake of the deficit or the fulfillment. Why am I saying for the sake of the deficit? Because in this matter, there are different actions which aren't simple. If I know that I'll have pleasure because I was missing something to begin with, then I could program my actions for that and afterwards fulfill it. There are many things here. I'm saying either towards the deficit or towards the fulfillment, but the work and the matter, it's nature. It's nature. And if a person could attain forces to work not according to what misses in his desire, this is called beyond nature, above nature. This is called the power of faith. How does a person acquire it? By the studying, by the group, by all the actions aside, he awakens upon himself the light which reforms, and this light brings him the sensation of concealment, namely, that it begins to awaken in him two impressions. One impression from the fulfillment or the lack of fulfillment, or the other impression from the cause of the fulfillment. Like we talk about the fourth aspect in infinity, that it began to feel, besides the food on the table, also the host sitting by the table, the surrounding light, the light which reforms. It first of all gives a person the sensation that there is someone called the host which turns all these states for him, all that he goes through. And therefore, he needs to refer also to his, both to his sensation. In his sensation, he also has to refer to the host. Usually, the sensations, they're unpleasant, because, as we've said, that a person would never ask about the pleasure, the fulfillment, and he could not transcend beyond his matter. But this matter does two actions in a man. It awakens in a person the deficit in each and everything, in the absence of security, awareness, anxiety, confusion, and along with it, it gives a person a certain light sensation that there is someone causing all of this. And here, like we've learned in the double and the single concealment, there is work in reinforcing yourself in faith, that although he feels unpleasant phenomena, he needs to try and justify, first of all, to restrain himself or to withhold himself by the different means. It's written about this, that all is in what is in your ability to do, you should, in order to strengthen yourself in faith, that there is a force which causes this for you. It means that he tries to hold at least in to the posteriority of the Creator. And besides that, he would also try to justify these actions to such an extent that he transcends the sensation of the deficit. Because of different reasons that could be there, and to transcend to such an extent that he would feel pleasure in it, that this is the way the Creator governs him and transcends him beyond nature, that this means that he also adheres, holds on to the faith of the Creator.
And this already means that he gets out of concealment. Of course, with all his efforts, both in holding the backside and also in holding the face, he tries and sweats and does the exertion we talk about, which should be in quantity and in quality. And until he wouldn't feel it, he wouldn't reach the revelation of the providence. And with that he attains, step by step, forces to go above what happens in the will to receive, and to fill those spaces in feeling and in knowing with the light of faith. Did you find anything there? What? When he does calculations for himself and start to look what he had acquired in the work of the Creator and see that he has nothing, how can he be in wholeness? Anyway, since the Rav commanded, he goes above reason, because all his wholeness is constructed above reason, and this is called faith. Rav means Creator, and with those efforts, he slowly constructs for himself. Of course, with efforts, he does not succeed, the man, but those efforts are like raising of man, which slowly a force illuminates upon him that holds him above feeling and without feeling and without knowledge, because the will to receive have a head which is knowing and a body which is receiving. And against it, the partsuf of bestow, its head is faith and its body is bestow. And in such a way, he builds himself slowly, slowly. Yes? We have a question from Tel Aviv. from our viewer from Tel Aviv. What is the difference between the desire to feel the Creator in order to see a sign of progress and the desire to feel the Creator in order to receive pleasure from Him? It's an essential difference. In the beginning of the path, of course, the man longs to feel the pleasure, like a baby. He sees, he grasps. You're even not mad at him because it's its nature. If he takes something from you, would you be angry at him? If you are angry, you go down to his degree, which is a baby. You understand that that's nature and he's operated in such a way. And this is how we begin with our life, and we continue our life. And the one who comes to study Kabbalah also comes in such a way. Comes because he lacks fulfillment. What's the point in living? But when he starts to be in it, he starts to understand, again, by the group and the light that reform, otherwise it wouldn't work. He can sit next to a book all his life and it wouldn't help. Here, he should have preparation and an organization of all these supporting means, like Bala Sulam writes in the beginning of Introduction to Tas, that the Creator brings the man to the good faith and tells the man, take it. And then he understands that to get stronger on the path, he can do it by taking care to a bigger, greater and stronger environment all the time, which is Rav and the group and books. And then he comes to a state where he starts to take care to his relation towards the pleasure, that even if he thinks about the next world, about spirituality, about the Creator, he starts to worry about how does he relate to it. No, not to the way it fulfills him, but what am I in all of this? And all those ascension and descension in feelings, in understandings of all he goes through, some kind of a feeling stabilized within him, a new relation to his functioning. But who am I? That I have the I, that means the point within his heart starts to awaken. And this I already starts to demand from the man not to depend on the changes in his internal states, but to be above them. I want to determine my relation to the Creator, but it's under the condition that he feels in something that someone that, how can I say it, that stands behind our wall, that someone manages him, turns everything around from him, for him. So he wants to start to determine his attitudes toward the Creator without all those changing in his feeling and understanding, but in a direct and constant way. This means that he wants to justify the Creator, even though he sends all kind of states for him, good and bad, and he wants to relate to the Creator without any difference. towards his feeling in his material, good or bad, because those are reactions of his matter. And he doesn't want to depend on it, he wants to ascend above it. And the main thing from him is to hold that he wouldn't be thrown away from the world, that he wouldn't be disconnected from some kind of knowledge and feeling that there is a force that manages him. This is called the revelation of the backside. And if it's there, if he's in any kind of small connection, then it's enough for him. And the rest, it's just that they wouldn't disconnect him. And if they don't disconnect him, it's enough for him to climb on this ladder of getting closer, of feeling, of attaining the Creator. It's a basic difference. The one who only feels his fulfillment, feeling his belly, his stomach, then he still does not identify with the point in the heart. That's it. But he sees the changes which occur in his will to receive, in knowledge or in feeling. And the one who starts to consider the relation to the Creator upon, well, you should, if everyone does it, what would you? And the one who starts to relate to the Creator, not to the fulfillment, and above what he feels, then we call it that he walks out of the point in the heart. And that's already the beginning of the creation of the man within him. Because the will to receive, it's not the man, it's the material of the creation. Yes. Another question, this time from Mexico. Yuval asked us that. Does the feeling of bad grow each time the vessel increases, or does it come at once? There isn't a wise man as the one that has experience. Until a man doesn't go through whatever wise things I would say, it wouldn't help him. You can't write it in any book, because it's worlds are dead for those kinds of things. How can they help? Until a man does not pass it and puts his spirit, his hope, everything he went through in it, he can't. That's why we cannot in wisdom, with wisdom, to try and understand those things. But the principle should be understood that the entire nature of the will to receive in the feeling of fulfillment or the feeling of a deficit is given, so we would build above him a totally different partsuf. Instead of knowing and receiving, faith and bestow. And that's possible. That's possible with the two phases of concealment, that you go before the barrier. That is where the main exertion is, in darkness, where a man can show his actions. Walk above the barrier, it's different. But the rest from above the barrier until infinity is above the will to receive. How to more and more work above it. No questions?
What does it mean that one has to depict the same as if there was knowledge to the same extent? Because how do we build? It's a good question. We have on behalf of nature a vessel which is called a pertsuf, let's say. It's more precise to say so that its head is reason, it demands knowledge, understanding, and the body, the guf, is reception, demands the sensation of fulfillment, pleasure. How do I build from this vessel a relation to the Creator? We've said that if this vessel is fulfilled by knowledge and a fulfillment of a good sensation in mind and body, you can't ask about anything. I have no questions. I'm built in such a way, I'm like a living cell. Receive the fulfillment like a small baby. He's received. He can't even move. He received food. He ate. He's eaten. He can't even move. It's an obvious form. This is the matter of the desire to receive. The desire to receive knowledge and the desire to receive pleasure. These are two pleasures, but in mind and heart, let's say it so. How do I build beyond this myself, my individuality, the figure of the Creator? The Creator has built by Himself, by His light, this matter, in His mind and heart, from knowledge and reception. If upon this matter I'll build something which is opposite to Him, I'll be precisely like the Creator, like the light which has created the desire. Is this clear? What partsuf do I create upon the desire? It is a partsuf called that His head is faith and His body is bestowal. How do I build this? That I don't receive neither in body or in the head of my desire to receive, that I wish to fulfill it by understandings and pleasures, that I don't receive anything. And I try to be beyond it in justifying the Creator and being adhered to Him in faith and bestowal. In a way that both in mind and heart, the desire to receive, I will feel a fulfillment that I lack nothing by existing in faith and bestowal. This means that the Creator conceals Himself, let's say, under one concealment, under a single concealment, only concealing the pleasure which He gives because He is good and beneficial. If He is good and beneficial, so where is it? He conceals Himself. But He does not conceal that it is Him. Then I'm in a state of a single concealment that I need to justify Him, that He has given me the sensation of emptiness in order for me to justify him, that I would be now in this empty state in my vessels as if I am full, as if I am adhered to him, and then the adhesion would be called adhesion because I'm not adhered to the pleasure which fills me, but to the Creator which causes me this emptiness in the vessels of reception. So it turns out that I've already built a connection to the Creator from the guf, the body of the paltsuf of the, in reception. And later on there is also the double concealment. The double concealment is that I don't even see the backside. I don't feel whoever turns all of this for me. And I need to believe his providence at all. So to exert oneself in providence, that he turns all of this for me, not for the good or for the bad, that certainly I feel this, but he turns this. And this means that I fight for justifying his providence in a state of a double concealment. And by this I build the rosh of the paltsuf, faith. Faith and the providence. There are two kinds of faith. The faith of his providence and the faith that he is good and benevolent. This providence, that it is good and benevolent. And they're both built upon a lack, a deficit. I don't see that he's there and he's looking and he's taking care of me and the world. And in a double concealment, I don't feel at all that something good comes out of him. Meaning in my paltsuf of reception, in mind and heart, in understanding and knowledge and sensation, I do not receive anything from him. No fulfillment. Neither the fulfillment that he is there, nor that he is good. And I need, above this paltsuf, to build the relation that he does exist and it is good. If I build it, construct it in complete emptiness from the fulfillment in my vessels, it means that I advance on path of concealment, in single and double concealment before the barrier. This is the stage that it is now permitted to tell about a bit more now. What you've depicted, if I understood properly, it is faith, what is bestowal. There is no bestowal on my behalf yet. There is no bestowal in action. Only after the barrier, after I'll receive the forces to already work with my desire to receive, with this natural partsuf of mine, then I could already truly be in resembling and withholding something. Meanwhile, I only want to transcend, not to depend upon this paltsuf, not to depend upon this desire which is my matter. Okay? Is there anything on the net? Yes, there are a couple of questions, but you talked about it. From Jerusalem, they're asking, on the one hand, You say that the deficits are on behalf of the vessels, the corrupted vessels, and on the other hand, you say that there is none else besides Him. And also the vessels, they come from above the deficit. So how do these two combine or get along? That there is none else besides Him. This is our primary principle. It's written on the wall. Until it shall be carved in a person's heart, he needs to go through all 125 steps. What does it mean? There are those which say that there is none else besides Him. So they say, if I'm now and there is none else besides Him, then I'm in adhesion with Him, and there is no longer anything to say. There is none else besides Him. We can say that in any state, if a person he remembers that it's written this way, or he heard this, or he wishes to shake himself and suddenly remembers it from the confusion and from the concealment, and this, from this moment and on, he truly wants to build his relation to the Creator. There's none else besides Him. It's when the Creator fulfills the creature in all of his vacancy, both in mind and heart, because the creature determines his reality from examining himself, examining his desire, the desire in mind and the desire in the goof of the potsuf, in knowledge and reception. And if he finds out that only the light fulfills him, then he says there is none else besides Him. And also as a result, he attains that his desire, also none else besides Him has created it. But if he says that this is what he learned, or this is what he heard, meanwhile, it's not that there is none else but Him that our sages aimed for. And he adds to his question by the name, his name is Chaim. He asks, who causes the suffering, the man himself or the Creator? If you said there is none else besides Him, then probably the Creator. If you say that it's because the creature is still in the desire to receive, then it doesn't matter who causes the suffering. I'm going to court to accuse him, to blame him. Who causes the suffering? I cause the suffering because my desire to receive does not receive a fulfillment which he deserves according to his desire. So this vacant space is felt by me as suffering. Either it feels, well, there are many degrees in it, and both in this, there are whole partsufs in suffering that we therefore feel them in different manners. But of course, the suffering is the sensation of the absence of fulfillment. There are corporeal, there are bodily sufferings from the absence of fulfillment in the desire to receive, which are in the body, in receiving pleasure, and there are suffering from lacking the understanding, the knowledge. It's also a fulfillment, it's also a pleasure, but it is a different sort of pleasure, because the desire to receive builds for itself also ways of how to fulfill itself, which are called the Rosh of the Parzuf.
That's it. And if I'm lacking knowledge, how can I reach fulfillment? Then it is felt within me as an additional suffering, in addition to the lack of fulfillment. Let's say I'm in some kind of a state and I don't know how to get out of it. It's doubled suffering. But if I'm in some trouble and I know how to get out of it, then I'll get out. It's so totally different. I already have hope. I know what's coming. That's the difference between Rosh and Guf. First, we have many questions from all over the world, from Jerusalem, Haifa, Ashkelon, Moscow, United States. Yuval from Mexico asks, if in double concealment I justify the Creator with all my deficits, what will make me ask for help from him if I'm convinced that he built me in such a way? The fact that he built me in such a way, I begin to see that this creation is something wonderful. That without it, I could never have reached to resemble to him, to get closer to him, above this material. And I have nothing to say that in any way the creation is faulty. And the other way around, I justify what happened in the past and everything that he went through, because above this, he now has connection with the Creator. A man that asks still hasn't gone through those phases, and that's why he asks. But as soon as you reveal why is it in such a way, there is no question about what you go through, because you see that those things are not time, that they were in the past. Then I were in incarnation thousands of years. What have you done for me? How can I forget it? There's no such thing as in the past. It's all accumulated one upon the other. Now I stand on all those feelings and suffering and threats that I've went through. And actually they now give me the sharpness of feeling to bond to the cause of all of that and to justify him above all. I see that it all was just to build a discernment within me, within the will to achieve it. In a different way, they wouldn't have been created. How many times should we suffer again and again and again the same thing to start and think what should we do with it? How will I walk with it in order not to come back to the same trouble again? Within the will to receive, slowly, slowly grows an understanding, and out of this understanding, a point that does not belong to us at all. A connection with the Creator, the point in the heart, is the single point of connection with the Creator within the will to receive. I did not tell it to the entire Kli. There are many persons there and in all kind of levels of development, also beginners. But I'm telling this to those who are already in a, that have a few years on the path, because that is the way of walk in concealment that precedes the barrier. Well, let's move to the second part of the lesson.